Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Giacina with this morning's top local stories. It's a big sports weekend. Michigan and Michigan State with the big game tomorrow in Ann Arbor, a game that could be critical to the future of the Spartans football program and to the future of Mark D'Antonio. With more, here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
You know what, Roberta? It's definitely a season on the brink at Michigan State, who are in danger of missing out on playing in a bowl game this season, especially since the Spartans right now currently riding a four-game losing skid. Here's embattled head coach Mark D'Antonio on the importance of tomorrow's game against the Wolverines for Michigan State.
This is one that, again, we need to measure up on, and then we got to let this one go. And I've always tried to say, okay, what do we do after Michigan? What do we do after a big moment? What do we do after a tough loss? How do we respond? That's been a measuring stick as well for us.
The Spartans will need to win two of their final three games to become bowl eligible this season. As for a prediction on the game, I think Michigan State will play their best game of the year tomorrow against Michigan. Ultimately, though, I think the Wolverines come out on top.
What are fans saying about the big game this morning? Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton with more on that.
It is the big game. So many people are talking about the game, strategizing about the game, and then there's Damian Baisley of Southfield singing about the game.
There's hail to the victors. I say hail to the victors. I say hail, hail to Michigan, the victors of the world. You got to be a fan, baby. You got to know the song.
Yes, you do have to know the song. That is important, right? Justin Batchelor of Detroit wearing his state shirt.
Michigan State all the way, brother.
Do you know how that Michigan State's fight song goes?
No, I have not the slightest clue, but I just know they're going to win.
All right. WWJ has the game, by the way, starting tomorrow, 9 a.m.
It's that time of year as hunters hitting the woods today for the start of firearms deer season in Michigan.
It was more than 550,000 people who trekked through Michigan woods to hunt for deer last year. And the state's Department of Natural Resources forecast for this season says overall deer numbers are low in the Upper Peninsula and buck sightings have been limited. Buck numbers look to be on the upswing, though, in the northern Lower Peninsula, and they're abundant in many parts of southern Michigan, where bachelor herds have been spotted. Remember, baiting and feeding deer is still illegal in the Lower Peninsula and parts of the Upper Peninsula. It's a policy meant to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease. Jim Matthews, WWJ News Radio, 950.
If you've been craving that new Popeye's chicken sandwich, there's a chance to get one today for free. But what does that have to do with pot? Here's WWJ's Sandra McNeil.
It's a big giveaway tonight, Roberta, at the medical marijuana dispensary called the Greenhouse of Walled Lake. Starting at 5, owner Jerry Millen will be giving away 200 Popeye sandwiches. First come, first serve, no purchase necessary. Millen says he doesn't know what to expect. He just hopes it doesn't get too crazy the way things have been. But he claims he just wants to draw attention to the little town that has a lot to offer and says it's not always about the cash. Speaking of cash, though, 5 of the sandwiches will have a little surprise, a $100 gift certificate for the medical marijuana at the greenhouse. The giveaway wraps up at 7 or when the sandwiches run out, which is probably going to be before that.
Something to think about if you're thinking about looking for a job.
You know, Roberta, it's a secret that hiring managers really don't want you to know. They have extra money on the side to throw into the deal if they have to. 6 out of 10 hiring managers say they go into an interview with something extra because more candidates these days are turning down the first offer, asking for something else. Some of them get money, some of them get some kind of non-monetary perk.
That's WWJ Business Editor Murray Feldman. A lot of people in the Detroit area will be heading to theaters this weekend to see the new film Ford vs. Ferrari, which opens today. Our Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert says it's even more special for those who are part of the real story.
You're going to build a car to beat Ferrari with a Ford.
Ford's win over Ferrari is a legendary automotive story. Back in 66, many people thought little Ford could never beat elite Ferrari. But engineer Mose Nowland, who helped develop the vehicle, said they were confident.
We were pretty sure that we had a promising car. There was no doubt about that. And, you know, we were there with such a passion, we didn't think anybody else in the world was as good as we were anyway.
Nowlin says there was a lot of improvisation, including using fishing line to hold some parts of the vehicle together. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Well, this could be kind of icky. It's time to give your fridge a good cleaning. Today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. Here's our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
Start by taking everything out of the fridge, then giving your refrigerator a thorough cleaning. Don't forget the front and handle. Consolidate. If you have two empty jars, say of mustard, combine them as long as one's not expired. Grace DeRosha, a registered dietitian with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, says follow first in, first out rule.
Let's say you buy yogurt and then you buy more and then you kind of just push the old ones to the back, but really you need to bring those to the front so you can eat them sooner.
Use clear containers and label items.
We have leftovers or we're buying things and we forget about them and then we don't remember when we put them in there and are they safe to eat.
Placing a container of baking soda in the refrigerator can help control odors.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Giacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.